The Wisconsin Club for Growth and Club Director and Treasurer Eric O'Keefe have already been fighting the John Doe with a First Amendment challenge in federal court, where they got U.S. District Judge Rudolph Randa to shut it down for the time being. They've now filed another lawsuit in Waukesha County Circuit Court, this one alleging the Government Accountability Board overstepped its authority by getting involved. Club attorney Todd Graves says state law gives the board limited power to launch investigations.
They've ignored all of those and essentially become an arm of a John Doe investigation. And it's our contention that the law doesn't permit that.
The club's complaint says the board's use of a John Doe has created a, quote, Frankenstein monster. For example, Graves says the Government Accountability Board has hired former U.S. Attorney Francis Schmitz as an investigator, while Schmitz is also serving as a special prosecutor in the John Doe.
They've essentially taken two different proceedings and bolted the authority together.
A spokesman for the board had no comment. Wisconsin Common Cause's Jay Heck, who helped create the Government Accountability Board several years ago, said the board was doing its job and the club was only trying to smear it.
The charges are irresponsible. They smack of desperation. And I think, frankly, this is just an attempt by Mr. O'Keefe and the Wisconsin Club for Growth to try to divert the attention away from a very serious investigation.
Attorney Graves says the club's lawsuit will proceed whether the John Doe is permanently closed or not. If successful, he says it should prevent the Government Accountability Board from engaging in these types of investigations in the future. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.